you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. How do I have more personal, more meaningful, and deeper prayers with God when it seems like I'm praying all the time? I know I've thought about this too, because when we pray over food three times a day, we pray in the mornings when we wake up, before we go to bed, with our children, with our spouses, or before major events in our life, it can be really easy to get very rote in how we speak to our Heavenly Father. But we need to remember that we are commanded in the Scriptures to pray always that we may be blessed. So this is obviously a very important topic to God, and in 2008, Elder David A. Bednar of the LDS Quorum of the 12 Apostles gave a talk on how to make our prayers more meaningful. He offered three different things that we can do and keep in mind the next time that we kneel down to pray. Number one, he said, is to counsel with the Lord in all thy doings. Yes, literally, all of them. I think we forget sometimes that prayer is a great avenue to seek immediate, in-the-moment help, and we don't need to have a formal kneeling-down prayer where we go off in a quiet place. Sometimes we just need Heavenly Father's love or His strength or His help right at a moment's notice. And even in those unexpectedly difficult times, He is always there for us, but we do need to exercise faith and ask Him to be there. He won't come uninvited. I was having a difficult time falling asleep the other night and dealing with the pains and struggles of a pregnant body, and my mind was just racing with anxious thoughts about everything that could go wrong in life. And it hit me unexpectedly to the point that the only thing I could do in that moment to get rid of that anxiety and to be able to feel peace was to desperately call out to Heavenly Father in my mind in prayer for His help. And after a few minutes, I was able to feel peace and have my demons put to rest, at least for the night. The second thing that Elder Bednar says is that we need to express more heartfelt gratitude to have more meaningful prayers. Have you taken the time this month to really think about what it is that you love in your life? What it is that you're truly grateful for? Making a list of these things can help you articulate and keep track of the blessings that you have, but also I think just taking some time in each of your prayers to pause and reflect on everything that worked out for you that day, or that week, or that month, or this year, helps our prayers to be more authentic and sincere with Heavenly Father. He knows what you're grateful for. He knows what blessings He's given you, but He needs to hear you say them, and you need to hear you say them as well. And thirdly, Elder Bednar suggests that we pray for others with real intent and a sincere heart. Sometimes our prayers can get too self-focused, and I think that's when they start to feel kind of stale and rote. And when we reflect on other people in our lives, or even people and countries in the news who may need some added help and support, or they just need to feel God's love, we can pray for them. But again, it's going to require us to set aside some real time and pause to reflect in our prayers on these people and their needs. But at least for me, when I do that, I'm reminded that God is aware of all of His children around the world individually, and that He loves them each and wants to bless each of them. And our prayers for others can be the means by which that could happen. MormonChannel.org is replete with talks, blog posts, podcasts, and videos on prayer. So if you'd like to learn more about that topic, just type prayer into the search bar, the top right-hand corner of our website or in our app. And LDS.org is also a great resource as well if you're looking for a past talk especially. And you can find the full text of Elder Bednar's talk that I quoted today, and it's called Pray Always from 2008. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Bednar again. And he said, "I witness Heavenly Father lives and that He hears and answers every earnest prayer." What a comfort that is. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.